Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Phyllis. My name is Eric. I'm calling to check on my issues. I'm building one of your models, and I get issues every month.
All right. And do you have your customer ID number?
I don't have it. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let me get to that site. I'll be glad to check on that for you. Just a moment.
Over the holidays, we had issues with the shipping, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yes,
so
sir.
I don't know why. It took over a month to get the last one, and then they had billed me for one, and now I haven't heard anything or had any billing, so I'm hoping I'm still on track.
All right. Well, let me get this up, and I'll be glad to take a look at that.
Sure.
Just a moment, please.
Yep, do your thing.
All right, we're almost there. Thank you so much for your patience.
No worries.
All right, can I have your last name, please?
Vallas, V-A-L-L-A-S.
And your zip code, please?
02726.
All right, sir. Can I get you to verify the address on the account, please?
430 North Street, Apartment 2R, Somerset, Mass., 02726.
Thank you for that. Now, I do need to let you know that your next shipment has been delayed because issue number 68 is out of stock.
Okay.
Once that gets back in stock, it will resume. Your shipments will resume.
Okay.
And so we're looking at your shipment from December.
I got that one. I'm pretty sure I got one, a big box with the base and all that stuff in it.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see what you when your last shipment was supposed to be delivered, and see if that was it.
The last one I think I was billed for was on December 19th. See, also to complicate things, my credit card people in their infinite wisdom. Every time you guys make a charge, they suspect that it's fraudulent, and they decline it and send me a text saying, did I do this? And every month I call them and I say, listen, this is something that I'm doing every month. Please stop declining it because it delays my shipment.
Have they done anything about it? Really?
No. First of all, they said, well, we're doing this for your protection. And then they said, well, we won't do it for anything, any charges less than $100. Because I do double shipments. So it's like $89. I don't keep a balance on the card. I pay it off every month. So there should never be an issue. But there is. I'm ready to switch cards.
my sister is a truck driver.
I'm a truck driver all my life. But now I'm in the office.
Well, she has told her bank, I can be in Washington State today and Kansas tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
You know, and she could be standing in line at a truck stop or something and swipe her card and they'll deny it because it's unusual.
It looks crazy, right?
Yeah,
I'm all for erring on the side of caution, but look, we got to live our life too here.
Yeah, I mean, take into consideration who you're dealing with. You know, each customer has their own situation.
It shows you how much we're just a number.
Yeah, that's right. You're so right. So the last shipment that I'm showing left the warehouse on January the 18th.
Right. And that one was lost in translation. It went all over. It went all over the place, including back towards you and then back towards me. And it turns out that it was a big box because it had the base that this whole model sits on.
Uh-huh.
It was a big package. Normally they're small. And wherever the shipping label was, the box had been damaged. So I think the barcode, it kept sending.
Oh,
when
okay.
I finally got the shipment, I had to go to the post office and say, hey, where is this thing? And they found it in the back because they couldn't deliver it. Even
oh
though it had
God.
My name and address on it in my town that I've lived in for 55 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so frustrating.
That's horrible.
I'm just trying to build a model here. And, you know, it's not like how many $1,000 models are people buying? You would think that they make it easier to get it because I want to do another one, but the shipping nightmares. It's awful.
Well, hopefully, you know, now that we've gotten a little bit of experience under our belt with the pandemic and how things work, especially through the, we got baptized by fire this year.
I have called so many times and never been rude but I understand you guys are just a messenger, but the U.S. Postal Service is an awful way for you to get your goods out. I'd pay more money for UPS or somebody who could get the damn thing to my house.
I understand that, and you're not the first one that said that.
Oh, I'm sure. I hear it from every operator I talk to.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to build this car.
Right. I got you there. But now your next shipment won't go. Let me see when number 68 is going to be back in stock.
Now, if it's just the 68 build issue that's not there, I mean, you guys can send the rest. Because what I've found, like, the way that you guys send everything, instead of sending all four tires and all the stuff that to make four, you send one tire, a piece of a door, a piece of, so there's no way you can build anything. So after the second shipment, I just put everything aside. And when I get everything in, I'll start with building it.
I understand that. But unfortunately, other than 65, we've got 69, 70, 75, 76, 77, 78, and 79. That's out of stock and is not due to be back until March the 3rd.
All right. So I'm out of luck for a couple months. It doesn't matter.
Until next month.
And, you know, you guys say, well, we can put your shipments on hold. Well, what am I going to do with all these car parts? I have to, unfortunately, once you sign on, you got to see it through. Oh, you got a pile of junk.
That's right. You're right.
It's like a drug addiction. you can't quit until it's done.
True. You know, it's just true because this, you've got a lot, you put a lot of money in this and you want it to look good. And I'm sorry that things don't get back in stock quickly enough. All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, tell us. It's been a pleasure. So what will you guys contact? So it's going to be till March before I say anything else?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great night.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.